I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia Senator David Perdue says he supports a bipartisan criminal justice reform bill. The first-term Republican has opposed previous overhauls. Perdue says this bill focuses on reform within the prison system, something he's already seen success with in Georgia.
Under Governor Deal's leadership, the state of Georgia has worked on recidivism, job training, and drug rehabilitation inside their state correction units, and the federal prison system we felt could benefit from that. Now,
the bill would expand the number of federal inmates eligible for early release. It would also make sure prisoners are housed closer to their families. The Senate will likely vote on the bill before the end of the year. Well, 27 people are under arrest for crimes committed in one Augusta zip code. The Augusta Chronicle reports only 30% of the city's population lives in 30906, but 40% of the city's serious crimes are committed there. Officers seized weapons, drugs, and equipment to make counterfeit money during the arrests. More than 500 people in the Columbus area will lose their jobs before the end of the year. Three companies have filed layoff and closure notices with the state. The Columbus Ledger Inquirer reports Georgia Pacific Wood Products is laying off more than 300 people at its Warm Springs plywood plant. That facility is closing after operating for about 40 years. Aptum Federal Services is laying off 152 staffers at Fort Benning, and XPO Logistics plans to lay off more than 80 workers in Columbus. Well, a major transportation company is moving its headquarters to Atlanta. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Before Norfolk Southern agreed to relocate from Virginia, Atlanta had to agree to build up the 40-acre underdeveloped hole downtown known as the Gulch.
Norfolk Southern made it very clear that the Gulch was a very important piece, that without that, they would not likely relocate.
That's Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. Norfolk Southern owns property in the Gulch that it plans to sell now that it's moving here. Governor Deal says he's glad the process worked out.
And we're just pleased that once these pieces fit together, that Norfolk Southern followed through.
The move is expected to create 850 new jobs. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The historic home of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in downtown Atlanta now has a new owner. CBS 46 reports that the federal government purchased the historic site for nearly $2 million. According to the National Park Service, more details on the sale and future plans for the site will be released after the King holiday next month. The Auburn Avenue home was built in 1895. Civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. was raised there after his birth in 1929. In sports, it's another L for the Hawks as they fell to the Mavericks 114-107 last night in Dallas. With a 6-21 record, the Hawks are in 14th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. The Hawks travel to Boston to play the Celtics on Friday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.